104.3 FM University Radio Network presents The Good Morning Wake-Up Show, a radio show for the English-speaking community in Puerto Vallarta and Banderas Bay, with your host, Michael Nolan. Welcome.
Everybody, and welcome to the Good Morning Wake Up Show with your host Michael Nolan here on University of Guadalajara Radio 104.3 FM. I want to thank you very much for taking your time to tune in this morning. It is Saturday, November 9th, 2019. Believe it or not, we're within 50 some odd days of Christmas, so if you haven't started your shopping, you need to do so pretty quick. Anyway, we've had a really, really busy week here at the university. We've celebrated for the last 4 days here at campus. We've been celebrating the 25th anniversary of CUCOSTA. Basically, this campus has been here for 25 years now. And it started very modestly with about 400 students 25 years ago, only offering about 10 majors. Well, we're now, 25 years later, we're up to over 6,000 students per semester. Unbelievably, we have about 22 bachelor degrees. We also have 4 or 5 masters, and there's quite a few of the master students that begin their doctoral studies here. So we have graduated many, many, many graduates over the last 25 years. I don't know the official number, but I believe it is around 40,000 students. That's an awful lot of people that have had an opportunity to get their basic degrees and or their law degrees. Of course, the largest is tourism and recreation. Several years ago, we started the new gastronomical and culinary college. That started with 19 students. We're up to over 50 now. So this university has really, really grown over the last 25 years and has become a very integral part of the community of Puerto Vallarta and the Bay of Banderas. So we're very, very happy and very, very fortunate to celebrate this week's 25th anniversary. And hats off to everybody that has taken the time to be students here, our professors, our workers, staff members. It's a big, big family. And we've had a great opportunity to celebrate this week. And my hats off to everyone that's worked so hard, all the volunteers, all the faculty, all the staff that helped prepare for this week-long celebration. So anyway, that's about all I have to say about that. We've got a lot of special events taking place this week. Coming up on Monday at 10 o'clock, down at the very first plaza that begins the Old Town area. It's about three blocks from the beginning of the north side of the Malecone. On Monday, we're going to have the Altars Day. It's basically Veterans Day in the United States and Military Day. But we're going to have representatives from not only the Mexican government, the American government, and the Canadian government. We're going to have the Music Corps from the Mexican military. We're going to have a lot of dignitaries. We're going to have the Consulate General from Guadalajara, Robin Masterman. She's going to be here. So this coming Monday, starting at 10 o'clock, please be sure to look at it online and go down and be part of it. If you're former military from any of the different ranks or any of the different branches, from Coast Guard, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, if you're in the Mexican government of any type as far as military or Canada, you're very welcome to come. Honor, you will be honored, and it's going to be a great celebration. Should last an hour, hour and a half or so. So again, that's coming up here in just a couple of days. And congratulations, and my hat's off to everybody, and thank you very much to all the military for their service. We appreciate very much. Well, we got a great interview this morning. We're going to talk a little bit more about things at the end of the show. I just want to say thank you very much for tuning in, and we'll see you Monday at the Veterans Day celebration. Okay, we're going to take a break, play a little music right now. We're going to come in with the interview, and we'll be back with more of the Good Morning Wake Up Show here in just a couple minutes. We'll be right back.
The Good Morning Wake Up Show will be back in a few minutes. Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Good Morning Wake Up Show. I'm very fortunate today to have Chris Jacobs and Quinn Hendricks. We're out here at Casa Connor, and I want to go ahead and have them introduce the program to you and what this place is all about.
Okay, hello, this is Chris speaking. You can probably tell I'm from the other side of the pond, from London, and I look after the communications here at Pasitos de Luz in Casa Connor. We describe this project as two dreams coming together. So we're a... Pasitos de Luz is a 100% Mexican charity. We started over 20 years ago in the Pitillal neighborhood. Six mums with a child with a disability came together in one room of a house to help each other, experiences, learn from each other, and help rehabilitate their children. We were founded by Yolanda Sanchez, who's our director today. And over the years, we grew and grew with the help of the local community. More mums came together, and eventually that one room became a house. And we were caring for 30 to 40 children with disabilities a day and giving them food, love, and rehabilitation. Eventually outgrew our little house, and that's when fate or providence or whatever you want to call it intervened, and a very lovely couple from Calgary in Canada, Peter and Tina Udman, they became part of our story. They had a grandson called Connor, who had a very rare genetic illness, was Hunter syndrome, and he passed away very sadly when he was only 15. And they took that life experience and the grief, and they wanted to build a building, a house, a castle for children with disabilities here in Banderas Bay. And they wanted to call it Casa Connor, which took 5 or 6 years to build, a huge amount of fundraising and effort both in Calgary and here. And we were very fortunate to open in October 2016, which is when Mike...
I had a great opportunity to come here for the grand opening, and at that time I interviewed the grandparents, and also Connor's parents. And I think they brought down around 60 different individuals from Canada, came down for the grand opening, churches, different organizations, different people they knew, and they have donated literally millions of dollars for this fantastic facility that is so badly needed here in the Bay of Banderas. So I was lucky to attend then, and now I'm back out for an update. And as I mentioned, Quinn and Chris are so appreciative for their information. And basically, I want you to know about this place, and I want you to be able to understand how you can help in many, many different ways. So again, Chris, I appreciate it. I'll let you and Quinn just kind of take the mic, okay?
Well, Quinn, if you want to just say a few words about your impressions when you come to Casa Conda, how you feel.
I feel this place is so blessed, and the children are so...
Here at around lunchtime, which is when you get to see...
I see the children, they feed them, they take care of them, there's...
Fantastic place for the... I know the university, some of the medical students take time to come out and volunteer, and we're going to try and increase that and get it going even more so.
Well, I mean, you use the word volunteer there. That's also a very important part of our project. We welcome volunteers. We have a volunteer program for English speakers, for expats who can come and give us their time. Whatever your life experience is, we can use it here. Whether you'd like to help out in our garden area, if you have a background in construction or kind of landscape gardening, you can help. If you have a medical background, a health background, you can help in our physiotherapy area. If you have a teaching background, especially with children, we love to have people helping out in the classrooms. Or if you just want to play with the smallest children in the nursery area, that's an amazing experience as well. So yeah, that's one way of helping. We are a non-profit, and everything here is donation-based. We rely completely on donations, and we have a monthly giving program. We call it Love Pasitos Monthly. We invite people to donate on a monthly basis, and all of those donations go straight to our operations. So that's the food that we put on the children's plates, it's learning materials, it's therapy resources. And so, yes, our Love Pasitos monthly giving is very important for us, and all the information is on our website, www.pasitosdeluz.org, or on Facebook.
Now, this facility that we're in today is about 3.5 years old. Sorry, 2016.
Yeah,
correct?
The grand opening was in October 2016, but we actually moved. The kids moved here, and we first kind of had our first day here in January 2017. So we've just coming up to 2.5 years.
And the children here, age range is very young.
Yeah, we have
infants all the way through in their teens,
adolescents,
young 20s, and this facility. All the children have learning or physical disabilities, and this gives the parents an opportunity to bring their children here for a period of time to where they can work, or they have other children that may not be physically or mentally handicapped, and it gives them time to
spend time with those children.
Now, do you have overnight programs also to where people can bring their children here? Overnight, and then the parents can have maybe a weekend with the other children, or...
That's the aim. At the moment, we're a daycare facility.
Okay, daycare facility, amazing.
So families can work. We have a lot of single mums who rely on us. But yes, we do have a plan for respite care. We're aiming for phase two is to build our second floor. Where we'll have dormitories, which will enable volunteers and staff to sleep overnight, and children can spend 2, 3, or 4 days with us, and that really does give the parents a break, a chance to spend time with their other children, relatives, and just have a little break from caring for children with often acute disabilities, which is very, it's physically and emotionally draining. So we're here for them. I believe we're the only facility in Mexico that offers our services for free to this particular group, so parents of children with disabilities from low-income families. So we're very proud, and we're very happy to be here in Banderas Bay and to be in a place where we have so much goodwill from both the local Mexican and English-speaking communities and French-speaking communities.
That's right. The French-Canadians, and there's an awful lot of them. I know our population goes up about 30,000 every winter when the snowbirds all come down. And that's one thing I want to do on the show today is just introduce this fantastic facility to you. If you live here full-time or if you're just visiting for 3 or 4 months and you have time to dedicate or donate or money or whatever the needs have. They have a large list of things that they do need for these children. And I wanted to give them the opportunity to promote this fabulous facility to the listening audience. As I mentioned, Quinn is a volunteer, comes out here several days a week, and has so for a while. And as she mentioned, it's just rewarding to her. I'm kind of putting words in your mouth, but...
No, it is rewarding to me. Thank you.
And I appreciate you reconnecting me with this facility. What else, Chris, would you like to add? How can...
Basically, just get in touch. You can email us at info@pasitosdeluz.org. You can call me on 322-137-1890, and I can explain about our volunteering program, about our monthly giving program. We're based a little way north of Puerto Vallarta. You find us by turning off at Mezcales on the main highway, and then driving inland for about 20 minutes or so. We are out in the countryside, so if you come out here, you get that breath of country air, you get away from it all. It really is a little oasis in the middle of the Mexican countryside. But if you do want to volunteer, we have a bus that drives in from Puerto Vallarta, and we pick up volunteers en route, so we can provide transport. And we're here 5 days a week, so you can pick your day to come out, or your days and your timetable. We have groups that leave at 2 p.m, or groups that leave at 4. So you can spend half a day with us or the whole day. It's up to you. But we just love to have new people here.
We're going to have to take a little break right now, so we're going to do so, and we'll be right back.
Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake-Up Show. You are listening to the Good Morning Wake-Up Show.
Well, I've had a wonderful career, but I think it's quite queer, so I'm writing this down in a song. I just couldn't resist. It's a nice little twist, and I think you'll agree this is just wrong. I ain't never got to sing one with Willie, and I've held it inside long enough. Now I ain't too proud, I'm gonna shout it out loud. I ain't never got to sing one with Willie. Now I've heard him with Merle, Waylon and Cash, Jones and Toby. That man is totally gracious, but I'm thinking, damn, why not me? We could even sing it on TV. just like him and old Julio Iglesias. I ain't never got the same one with Willie, and I've held it inside long enough. Now I ain't too proud, I'm gonna shout it out loud. I ain't never got the same one with Willie. Back and forth, up and down all the highways, wherever our big buses can go. And I think that it's great to finally sing one straight, and our fans will all love it, I know. And I'm loving it too, really. Finally could sing one straight. Well, I think that it's been long enough. I'm mighty proud, just listen to the crowd. I finally got to sing one with George Strait. Thank you, man. You just made my career. Well, you should have said something straight. I always thought we would sound great. And I finally got to sing one with old George. Yeah, I'm really proud, so I'm shouting it. Got to sing on with old Joe, with old Willie.
Okay, welcome back, everybody, to the Good Morning Wake-Up Show. As I mentioned earlier, we're going to continue our conversation with Chris Jacobs. He is the Public Relations or Communications Director. What else would you like to talk to people about this fabulous facility? We've covered quite a bit.
Well, I guess I'd like to talk about our future.
Okay. And how people can be involved in that.
So, yeah, well, we currently support 130 local families. Some of these families live five people in a room. They live in very, very challenging conditions. We have some mums who look after three children by themselves in a corrugated iron wooden shack. And we enable them to move forward with their lives. But there's so many more families who we'd like to reach. We currently support 130. We'd like to be supporting 200 families within the next couple of years, really. Because the reality of Puerto Vallarta, of Nueva Vallarta, of all the lovely places we spend our holidays and we live in, is behind the hotels and the golf courses and there is a lot of struggle, some very poor communities, and these are the communities that enable Puerto Vallarta to run, to exist. They're the lifeblood, really. So it'd be amazing if people could be part of our future, help us reach these 200 families. As I said, our monthly giving campaign, Los Pasitos Monthly, is specifically aimed at that, at being able to bring in more families. And we're here to stay. We're in the process of building our new therapy pool, which will be an absolutely incredible resource here for hydrotherapy. A lot of our kids, we have physiotherapy, so obviously on land, but there's so much more you can do in the water. Mm-hmm. It's a lot less painful. You achieve some amazing results, and we're hoping that the pool will be ready by maybe April, May, or early 2020. So if you have a background in hydrotherapy, we'd love to hear from you. If you've worked with kids in pools or adults and you think you could come out and volunteer on that front, that would be fantastic, because we're just starting up this hydrotherapy program here. We're really a charity that is thinking forward, and we have some big plans.
And you mentioned the word charity. You all are a licensed charity, so any donations or anything that are made can be deducted if there's still deductions.
Yeah, we can provide tax deductible receipts in Mexico, but we are partnered with a foundation in Oregon in the US, and another one in Toronto in Canada, and they take donations on our behalf if you want to get your tax deductibles back home. The one in Oregon is called the Children's Shelter of Hope Foundation, and the one in Toronto is called the Canadian Children's Shelter of Hope Foundation. And so you can donate through them, get your tax deductibles, and you'll be helping children here in Banderas Bay.
Well, I know that you have had a lot of success, and you've had a lot of really good sponsors. I know you do things with different, like the Punta de Mita Foundation. I know Costco helps you out a lot. A lot of the hotels and resorts donate things. And we want to say thank you very much to all the sponsors. Chris, you know them much more better than I do, so why don't you, it's a good opportunity to say thank you for your support in the past, and we really appreciate future support.
Okay, I'm going to do my best here, because there's so much goodwill out there. We have to say thank you to Costco. They really have been a backbone of food donations for our kitchen for over 6, 7, 8 years now. We go and pick up stuff from them every single Wednesday in Fluvial, and they give a whole truckload of food every Wednesday, which goes straight into our kitchen, and then our chefs put their creative caps on and come up with all these amazingly nutritious meals. We have to say thank you to a couple of our media partners, so the Vallarta Tribune, PV Mirror, who've been very good with us, helping to promote our fundraisers and our campaigns. Punta de Mita Foundation, Banderas Bay's Charities, which is also a local foundation that supports a number of local causes. We have the International Friendship Club, who are an amazing organisation that support a whole spectrum of charities here locally, and they've been championing us for many years, so I'd like to say thanks to them. We can't forget the River Cafe, who help us with our fundraisers. We have the Outback that have helped us for many years. We have the Secrets Hotel, that we were their in-house charity for quite a while, and so that was amazing. The list goes on, really. You can if you visit pasitosdeluz.org, you can see our supporter page and see the charities that have helped us over the years. And so it really is a team effort, we're grateful to everyone.
Well, you mentioned special fundraisers and events. Is there anything coming up in the very near future?
Yes, we have an event coming up on the 6th of December. It's called Illumination. It's an evening of gourmet food out at Shangri-La in Marina. There will be, if you like your divas, we have three of the top singers from Act Two are going to be performing. Everything from Motown to Linda Ronstadt to Whitney. We're still taking table bookings. You can find out more on our website, pasitosdeluz.org. And then in January, we have our annual fashion show at the River Cafe, which is a great chance to to get your hands on some fashions. Again, that's on our website. And then the first weekend of March, so late February, early March, we have our River Fest up at El Rio. If you haven't been to El Rio yet, go. They do the best ribs, I think.
I agree with you.
And they put on music every day of the week, and they do a 2-day music festival for us up at El Rio. Kurt is a great bloke. He does a lot for us, and so that's late Feb, and information will be out in the newspapers kind of early next year for that.
Once again, please give out the web page so people can find out about the events and be involved.
So it's www.pasitosdeluz.org.
All right. And I want to say thank you again. We appreciate the opportunity to come out and talk to you all and let a lot of people learn more about these great organizations. And thank you for so much you do for the children and the families of the Bay of Banderas area.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for coming down. Thank you, Quinn, for being here as well.
Okay. Well, this is one great opportunity for you to be involved in the community and help so many families that are in such dire need of help. So they do a fabulous job out here, and I'm very honored to be able to help the listening audience know a little bit more about them. So please don't hesitate to contact them and get involved as much as you can. We're going to take another break. We'll be back with more of the Good Morning Wake Up Show here in just a couple minutes. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Good Morning Wake Up Show. Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
You'd been out with all the boys and you ended up half-tap. Liquor and love, they just don't mix. Leave the bottle or me behind. And don't come home a-drinking with a lovin' on your mind. No, don't come home a-drinking with a lovin' on your mind. Just stay out there on the town and see what you can find. Cause if you want that kind of love, well, you don't need none of mine. So don't come home a-drinking with a lovin' on your mind. You never take me anywhere because you're always gone. Many a night I've laid awake and cried you're all alone. Then you come in, a-kissing on me, it happens every time. So don't come home a-drinking with a lovin' on your mind. No, don't come home a-drinking with a lovin' on your mind. Just stay out there on the town and see what you can find. Cause if you want that kind of love, well, you don't need none of mine. So don't come home a-drinking with a lovin' on your mind. No, don't come home a-drinking with a lovin' on your mind.
Showing up, ooh yeah, it's gotta be the whole town. Got a parking lot full of trucks, oh, so I know I'm in a party crowd. It's only 8 and the speakers are banging, yeah, this place is already lit. Good thing I decided to roll up tonight, this is one that I don't wanna miss. It feels like a party,
It feels like a damn good time to me. A bunch of country girls and back row boys all here to drink and sing. So go on, pour me something cold, cause we ain't about to leave. Feels like a party. Feels like a party to me. Make you wanna get your hands up, side to side. Get your hands up, side to side. Make you wanna get your hands up, side to side. Get your hands up, side to side. Every time a beat drops, something gon' be going down. Already know we ain't about to stop. We'll ride till the sun come back around. Yeah, right now there's nowhere else I'd rather be than with y'all, if you ask me. It feels like a party. It feels like a damn good time to me. A bunch of country girls and back row boys all here to drink and sing. So go on, pour me something cold, cause we ain't about to leave. Feels like a party. It feels like a party to me. Sounds like a party, it's gonna be a party to me. If it tastes like a party, shakes like a party, it's gonna be a party to me. Yeah, it feels like a party. It feels like a damn good time to me. A bunch of country girls and back row boys all here to drink and sing. So go on, pour me something cold, cause we ain't about to leave. Feels like a party. Feels like a party to me. Make you wanna get your hands up, side to side. Get your hands up, side to side. Make you wanna get your hands up, side to side. Get your hands up, side to side.
Gasoline that lights the fire that burns the bridge. Ice creates the water that's no longer running under it. Stool holds the fool that pours the whiskey on his broken heart. Cigarettes create the smoke that hides the lonesome in his eyes. The jukebox plays Hank, I'm so lonesome I could cry. Dance floor holds the folks trying to forget who they are. And that's what happens in every little honky-tonk bar. Friday night, it's a given. I'll be in living. We'll dance on the bar till we're sleeping and off in the car. Monday morning, it's a given. I'll be D-R-A-G-N dragging. That's what happens in every little honky-tonk bar. Neon lights flashing bright till you're almost hypnotized. Waitress short skirt gets hit on by every guy. Coming and going, always rolling with the flow. Bartender pour drinks, told it go do a shot. You think you're tall and bulletproof until somebody says you're not. You step outside thinking you're gonna show them you are. That's what happens in every little honky-tonk bar. Friday night, it's a given. We'll be L-I-V-E and living. We'll dance on the bar till we're sleeping it off in the car. Monday morning, it's a given. We'll be D-R-A-G-N dragging. That's what happens in every little honky-tonk bar. Yeah.
gasoline that lights the fire that burns the bridge.
To thank everybody for tuning in this morning to the Good Morning Wake Up Show. It's my honor every week to be able to come here and present information in English that may be beneficial to you. Please tune in again next week. We're going to have another great show with lots of good music, a couple of more interviews. And if you want to contact me about being on the show, if you're a charity, if you're an organization, if you have a special event coming up, please don't hesitate to contact me at 104.3 wakeupshow@gmail.com. Again, it's 104.3 wakeupshow@gmail.com. If you do contact me, if you have a special event coming up, I will respond quickly and see if we can't arrange an opportunity to have an interview with you or the members of your organization, and try and get the word out to everybody about what's going on, your special event or whatever may be happening. So, anyway, again, thank you for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Have a great week.
104.3 FM University Radio Network has brought you the Good Morning Wake Up Show. Be sure to tune in and listen next Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Hasta la vista.